Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind, my friends? Scott Helen here, live from Merritt College at Arizona State University. Yes, that Merritt College. The famous, wonderful University on the Hill, Bismarck, North Dakota. We're at their ASU campus. Blessed to be here today. On What's On Your Mind, after an incredible day yesterday, I flew back with Charlie Kirk to Arizona because I don't think it's a well-kept secret, but we have a freshman at ASU, the youngest of the Hennen clan down here, and so Charlie was coming back. He said, hop aboard Kirk here, and off we go. So we're down here for a few hours with our daughter before we head back to Fargo. It will be like literally less than 24 hours. We're flying to Bismarck tonight, one-way rental car. And anyway, long story short, it was a great night last night with Charlie Kirk. Oh, my gosh, it was fantastic. If you were there, give me your readout. Tell me how your bucket was filled. Love to hear from you. Telephone number 701-258-0550. Or text us 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590 to text us, or you call us at 701-258-0550. Kevin Flynn is here with me today. Todd, the radio god, is back in the mothership of 550 K-Fire, and super producer Chris Larson is here. We have a busy lineup for the show today. We're going to do a talk radio town hall next hour with the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. A lot going on right now, a lot going on, and of course, there's a lot of pent-up demand as a result of a year on the COVID bus that slowed a lot of things down, and there's just a lot happening. There's a Japanese delegation here this week looking at opportunities to invest in North Dakota. You know, we had the recent announcement with ADM and the soybean plant. You had, you know, Rainbow Energy assume control of Coal Creek Station, salvage the jobs not only at Coal Creek Station, but also with the Falkirk Mine, which is a very important asset, and the good folks at North American Coal, obviously able to keep that plant going and have a new customer there. So just a lot of things that are happening. I'm looking forward to, because Brent is right in the middle of that, been working a lot of innovative ideas on the ag side and the drought, so he'll be here to answer any of your questions coming up in the program today, and looking forward to that. Steve Moore is going to be here, the world-renowned Trump advisor, great economist, and we just love Steve. He's a longtime friend. I call him the absent-minded professor in a loving way, because he is just like the absent-minded professor, but he's so wicked smart, you can't even believe it. We got a very disappointing jobs report yesterday. In fact, very bizarre that the worst, you know, amount of job claims since COVID started. Now, how could that be? What the heck's going on there? So we'll get an update on that for you as well with Steve Moore and the disappointing jobs report. So that'll be next hour. And then in our 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with two of the folks from the University of Mary and a little bit about what happens at Mary College at ASU. Very innovative. In fact, so innovative, I'm not sure why North Dakota schools don't partner with the University of Mary, right? It's just in their backyard. Quick example, how I explain it, because our daughter is enrolled with classes from Mary College at ASU. You know, your religion classes, your philosophy classes are where your typical state university can get off the rails a little bit. Obviously, private colleges too, depending on where you go. But, you know, you look at universities from when the Catholic Church was part of forming them, and starting them, you know, in the early, some of them predate, obviously, the United States of America, right? And Charlie Kirk talks a lot about this. He talks a lot about, you know, what universities used to be. Well, we know they're not that anymore. They're very often indoctrination factories, right? And so the Arizona State University system said, we recognize that we're going to want some ability for our students to pick courses that are, my term, not woke. And all the stuff where you really can get the indoctrination in philosophy and religion, it's just so different than the values of especially kids from North and South Dakota, Minnesota. That's where the University of Mary comes in. And here, their partnership at ASU means you don't have to take those classes. You have another option. And the class offerings are integrated with what they do at the University of, in this case, Arizona State University. So it's a bold program. I don't doubt that the leadership at ASU, like most universities, would have liberal tentacles. But they're smart enough to recognize students should have a choice in their academic offerings. So it's a fascinating program. I'm fascinated by it. We're going to learn about it next hour in the program. In the meantime, I want this to be your time. What's on your mind? If you were last night at Charlie Kirk, tell me how it filled your bucket. North Dakota Conservative Advocates, you're amazing. Ladies, you are amazing. You really are. These folks are just incredible. The genesis of this is great. Amber and Margo and Casey, lieutenant to the leadership in Fargo, two great events, Bell at the Bell in Bismarck earlier this year and Avalon last night in Fargo. I don't know how you can leave there. And there were teenage kids there up to my buddy Walter Grotti, the grain bin mover extraordinaire from Findlay, North Dakota. Incredible. Walter's got to be pushing 90. He's smart as a whip and, moves around like a teenager and his brain goes 24/7. But I just saw that when I saw, Walter and Donna Grotti there last night. I'm like, isn't that something? All the way down to a whole row full of NDSU students at the very front. That's just, to me, so inspiring about what the future means. So if you're there, let us know. Anything else on your mind? Anything goes today and what's on your mind? Fred in Wing, North Dakota. Oh, Fred, it was amazing to meet you and your grandson. You drove all the way over from Wing to Fargo. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for being there.
I just had to get away because now we got too much rain and we got combining to do and can't get at it for almost 15 days. So it was great to get away and get with you guys yesterday. Got to listen to 11, 10. Don't get to do that much while I'm driving, and I appreciated that. And I just didn't get to meet Kevin. That was the only bad thing last night.
Oh, thanks,
maybe
Fred.
Another time.
There you go.
the show was good there last night. I appreciated those young men taking that flag up through the middle of a beautiful building. It was inspiring. And Charlie was great. He did fill my bucket, like you said, Scott. Folks out there in your land, I'm just going to tell you, hey, what you've been telling me, wherever I go wearing my Trump hat for the last year, folks, you're right. Charlie Kirk nailed it, what all you out there are thinking. And I was just glad to hear Charlie Kirk coming in there and saying all that. Listen to this guy. He nailed it about our governor. He nailed it about our congressman. He nailed it about the COVID virus. Or the China virus, sorry. It's just really good. We need, and then I heard Sherman Sharp on One American News today agreeing with everything that Charlie Kirk said. So it's out there, folks. There is people that are saying what you're saying. Stay with it. If you need to get your school board members off, go to other things. Call your governor. Tell him how you feel. Call your governor's office. Call your congressman. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what you need to do. Don't be afraid of it. I thank you for the time to talk.
Well, Fred, I think you said it well. Don't be afraid. Be not afraid. And there was a faith message last night. There was a patriotic message there last night. There was encouragement. Think what the founding fathers endured. America's worth it. America is worth it. And I've never met anybody that has the ability to persuade my thinking so quickly. I mean, I'm a gray-haired 57-year-old guy. Been on talk radio since 1986, KCNN up in Grand Forks. And before that, talking into a microphone since I was 12. And he challenges my viewpoints. One of them I have to say that he challenged me on is the vaccine requirement as a condition of employment in health care. And he is saying, we should never allow an entity. Imagine if we said anybody in healthcare cannot use birth control or can use birth control. You know, or has to use birth control. We don't want you to miss work, so we're going to force, and you're Catholic, and you grew up believing in natural family planning and that nothing should become between a man and a woman. That's God's decision on whether or not a baby is created. Okay, imagine that deeply held belief of a Catholic, and then a institution says, no, we don't want you to miss work, so you must take, would you take that? Would you do that? And he really challenged my thinking on this and really challenged, okay, if we allow this, then what, right? And here's the deal, and I've said this all along. You have got to stand up for what you believe. And in a time of an assault on freedom in this COVID era, exactly what you just said, Fred, be bold, be who you are. I mean, school boards, city councils, county commission, which, by the way, are all spending too much money. So if that's the hill you want to die on, hey, you're taking too much of my property taxes, do that. But stand up for what you believe. Great call, Fred. Thank you. Glad you were there last night. Nice to meet your grandson, too. More coming.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim of MDFlagPoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Rural playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 258-0550. Call us, 258-0550. Whatever is on your mind today, let her rip. How about this? 1 minute, 1 minute only. Just bring your best 1 minute. I'll shut my pie hole, and you go. You go! You tell us what we need to hear today on What's On Your Mind at 258-0550. Have you seen this about Carson Wentz, guys? Carson Wentz, well, a columnist for the, he's actually a pretty good sports writer, but he really tries to take his very Minnesota liberal views and just cram it down our throats. And it's sort of like the Laura Ingraham book, Shut Up and Sing. You want to go, just shut up and write sports. I mean, you're good at it, really good at it. Just do that. Go fish and talk about fishing, right? I mean, cover a Bison game, tell us who won, tell us who lost, tell us what the opener is, tell us how many season tickets have been sold. I'm talking about Mike McFeely. So he had his thing up this week. Carson Wentz is getting destroyed in Indy after he goes on the COVID-19 list. He deserves it. Really? So Carson Wentz has decided the best thing for him is not to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and now he's getting, quote-unquote, destroyed in Indy, and he deserves it? Really? Here's a letter to the editor. Funny how anti-vaxxers expect medical treatment when infected. Wow. Here's one. David Cummings, I don't know who that is, but he wrote a letter to the editor about me and my column last weekend about health freedom and about be not afraid. If you're afraid to die, you're going to be in constant fear, whether it's from COVID or anything. So don't be in fear. Make a decision you feel is best for you and your health. Get information. Talk to your doctor. Don't let a columnist or a talk show host tell you whether or not you should take a vaccine, for crying out loud. This is a health decision. So this guy writes, if Hennon had been writing the same nonsense 70 years ago, we would still be in a polio epidemic. Now, this requires a little bit of critical thinking. But the polio vaccine eradicated something like 97, 98, vast percentage of polio wiped out because of the vaccine. I don't know if there's any medical professionals in the audience, but I'd like the latest number on how much of the COVID-19 virus is being wiped out by the vaccine. Anybody know? I think the latest number is teetering around 40% of the vaccinated in the most vaccinated country on earth, Israel, are actually able to stop the COVID vaccine. Now, health professionals, some of them, will tell you by taking it, your likelihood of having to go into a hospital, be treated, all the bad stuff, a ventilator, whatever, are less. Or you mitigate some of those conditions. But you've got to weigh that. You've got to weigh that where you're at in your health journey and decide. Somebody elderly, somebody health compromised, they're going to make a different decision than a child who is 10 times more likely to die from the flu. So, yes, it's a vaccine. Well, it's not actually a vaccine, and technically it's not a vaccine. I think that word was purposely picked by the woke healthcare officials to make it, it's a flu shot. Boom, you get it and you're done. You don't have the flu. Well, people who take the flu get the flu. Well, the flu's not as bad then. Folks, question everything. Trust nothing.
There you go.
I mean, we've seen nothing in the Trump era to expose the corruption of the corporate media. The agenda journalism, we've seen that. So don't trust ABC, NBC, CBS when they tell you that. And I dare say, I don't think Governor Doug Burgum has any business pleading with us to take this. It's a personal decision. Your health care is yours. Own it. When people start wagging their finger at you, we're in a very dangerous place in America. Very, very dangerous. Okay? That's what's on my mind, what's on yours, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. How about this deal? Two Sloppy Joes and chips. Great special. Harwood I-29 exit. 12th Avenue and I-29 tater tot hot dish at PetroServe USA. I like chicken fettuccine all day, every day. It's the special along with pulled pork at Valley City, exit 292. The beef steak fritters in Glendon. Great stuff. Stanley, North Dakota, home of the Whirlwep. Dakota Drug, downtown Stanley. Love it. Our KTGO booming to the Bakken is just down the road in Tioga. Ron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. Say just a quick minute, a second on the COVID shot. When this thing first broke out and the big push was to have everybody run, get vaccinated, you'll save the world and wear your masks and all that stuff. I had two doctors that I had talked to about getting vaccinated, and I said, every year that I have taken a flu shot of any type, I got the flu, and I was usually sick for 3 to 4 days. So I had two doctors this past year in 2020 and in 21 also said, if you get sick from taking flu shots, do not take the COVID shots or their boosters because you will get sick. That's just the way your body's made up. And I think me and my wife back in the December of 2019, we both had the COVID. We didn't know what it was, but we had all the symptoms and all that. 2 to 3 weeks, we worked it out and toughed it out. And I think we're the natural immunity, knock on wood, I think we're free and clear.
Yeah, so knocking on wood is a lot less effective than just trusting, right? Trusting God to say, look, you made me, you made my immune system, and just lead me to what do I need? Is it zinc? Is it vitamin D? Is it what kind of things to boost your immunity in a time of a pandemic is what every doctor on the planet ought to be saying first. That should be the number one thing. You know, I never took zinc before this whole COVID thing. I do now. I don't take vitamin D in the summer because I get it naturally, but I'll take it again this winter. So, you know, vitamin D is a little short supply. That's first. And again, I love your story, Ron. And you're not the first to tell me they had it before the COVID was a thing, right? And we know so much more now. So just got to inform yourself. I don't want to be a vaccine cheerleader. I don't want to be an anti-vax cheerleader. I want people to decide for themselves. This is just insane what we've become.
Well, we've done, and what we've done, me and my wife now, we've been walking. Now, and this is another strange thing, but doctors have told us this. We walk a mile and a half every day. We've done this for the last 2 years. We get the fresh air. We're both retired. But we go out and we do this no matter what the weather is, and we take some vitamin supplements, whatever it is. We've lost some weight, of course, that helps. But I just think you take care of it naturally. This vaccine has got to run its course. I mean, this flu has got to run its course on a natural basis. I cannot believe that people don't die from anything but COVID anymore. And that's all the news media shows. That
great
if
point.
You go in the hospital, you're marked down as a COVID victim if you die.
Well, there's also testing issues, right? A lot of false positives.
Right.
And I heard today, what was it, Fargo? Something on our news that Fridays, they're now going to make vaccines available. I think, well, wait a minute. We've had how many zillion ads, how many vax-shaming things going on, and now we're just deciding to add another day? And where were they all summer if this is the end-all, be-all? It's just bizarre what's going on. Ron, great story. Appreciate you sharing it. Others weighing in as well. Leah and Benedict, we're going to get you in here next before we have our chat with our friends from Mary College at Arizona State University. Lots to come. Stay tuned.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds September 14th to the 16th for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging his Democrat colleagues to hit the pause button on a $3.5 trillion spending bill, citing more urgent priorities like the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and a spike in COVID-19 cases is what America's attention should be focused on. A former district attorney in Georgia was indicted on charges of violating her oath of office and obstructing a police officer in connection with an investigation into the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Former Brunswick Judicial Prosecutor Jackie Johnson is accused of showing favor to defendant Greg McMichael, who had worked for her in the past as an investigator. McMichael and his son chased Arbery as he jogged and shot him on February 23, 2020 in Brunswick. The event was recorded by a friend of McMichael's in a car trailing the suspect's truck. McMichael's, his son, and the man who recorded the shooting have pled not guilty in the murder and are due to begin their trial in that case next month. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we are at Mary College at Arizona State University. Is that cool or what? More on that in just a moment. Leon Benedict's been waiting to weigh in here. Leah, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. As far as these vaccine mandates go, aren't our health freedoms actually our civil rights? And I don't really like what I hear coming out of our elected officials, because I think they need to take a stand for those civil rights against private businesses and public sector that want to mandate our healthcare decisions. Because I don't see it as the role of private entities setting healthcare, public healthcare policy. And when Governor Burgum was on, he really seemed very quick, two times in his statements, to pass the buck to get the private businesses or corporations to set vaccine mandates to allow, a public entry into businesses or for the employees. And the same with Governor Noem, thinking that that is a constitutional right. But there's also civil rights, and there's actually law in the books that state you cannot discriminate and treat somebody different or not allow their access if you haven't proven on a very individual basis that they are a hazard to coming into that public space. So I think this needs to have some legal challenges come up against it from the civil rights laws.
One of the things that Charlie Kirk talked about is, Governor Gianforte, is that how you say his name, in Montana, who's been bold on this. He did an executive order and just said, no, you can't mandate this. Largely on what you're talking about, civil rights. Just think about this. If, somebody said, we don't want you to miss work, so we're going to mandate, in order to work here as a condition of employment, you must do birth control, right? Then you would say, well, wait a minute, you can't force me to do this. It would be a civil rights issue. It would be challenged in court, and I'm sure the Montana one will be. But he did it. Now in South Dakota, Governor Noem has said, "Look, I'm going to be consistent on this. I want to be consistent and say I'm going to look at the Constitution as it should be." And Kevin Cramer and I had a conversation about this as well. He said, "Government mandates all kinds of things, OSHA and all these regulations. It's what we fight against." So how in the world can we now say, well, we're going to intervene here, and now we're going to do it on this one? But I think Montana is more right than South Dakota. And by the way, I don't even know that North Dakota has considered this. I don't know if Governor Burgum has been asked this, right? I know in South Dakota the legislature is thinking about doing a special session. They don't have the numbers right now to do it, and then that bill would go in front of Governor Noem. But here's my deal. If I'm Governor Doug Burgum, even though he clearly is a cheerleader for the vaccine, basically singing from the same hymnal that most of healthcare is, that your best chance not to end up in the hospital is if you get vaccinated. That's their belief, and it will mitigate or make it less likely that you'll have the severe conditions if you get it, is saying, please get it. I want you to get it. You're literally pleading with people. I also don't think it would be wrong to sign an executive order to say, you know what, you can't mandate it. Cheerlead all you want. Get everybody the facts. Get it out there. And Charlie Kirk's helped me on that path. He really has. And here he's 27, and I'm about to be 57. I just think it's something we got to think about, because you got to just connect the dots and do some critical thinking to say, well, if they do this, is this Sarah David next then? And I know people go, wait a minute, how did you jump to Auschwitz? How did you jump to Germany? It happened. It happened. And you have a former Pfizer VP say, if you don't think this isn't some form of population control where everybody gets the vaccine regardless of their health, you know, journey or their statistics or anything else. In other words, children are 10 times more likely to die from the flu. Children. Okay? Now you could say, Scott, I don't want one child to die. Look, I'm a pro-life warrior. I'm the happiest guy in the world with what Texas did. I think it's hope in the middle of an insane time that we have a challenge to Roe versus Wade, the most evil thing this country has done in my lifetime. So I don't want one child to die, but I can't stop the flu. I can't stop car accidents or plane accidents or farm accidents or anything else. That is life. And there's a plan there, God's plan, that I can't understand. And we live in a fallen world. Bad things happen. I get it. But you can't say, well, I want to vaccinate a child because they could get... They have a 10 times more likely chance to die from the flu than they do from COVID. Children should not be vaccinated. If a child is vaccinated, and a mom and her dad said, that's my child, and I want to make that decision for them, that's their right. That, again, is a family decision, a doctor-patient decision. Get out of it. But I think it's a good idea for Governor Burgum to consider an executive order like they did in Montana and let it be challenged. I really do. One text, and I'm going to get to our guests here. Scott, you tell us to listen to Dr. Mike LeBeau from Sanford. You said to listen to the professionals in North Dakota. 96%, you said, of North Dakota that are vaccinated are those that are hospitalized. It's actually 90. 90% of those hospitalized in North Dakota were not vaccinated. Okay? Who are we supposed to listen to? Because you're telling us two different things now. I don't think I am. If you hear nothing else, hear me when I say, make this decision yourself. Don't be influenced. For crying out loud, don't ever be influenced by somebody who is a politician, elected leader or not, someone that is a Doug Burgum, wicked smart business guy, incredible resume, done many things, big things, the Jasper Hotel, the Block 9 project in downtown Fargo. If you don't look at that and go, wow, that's just amazing, you're missing it. Charlie Kirk said that to me last night on the plane ride down to Arizona here. He said, That Jasper Hotel is phenomenal. Your downtown Fargo is phenomenal. I mean, that's a magnet. You bring people there and they're going to say, I want to live here. Doug Burgum's really good at that. He's good at, you know, peer-to-peer Fortune 100 CEOs. But what business does he have saying to you, get vaccinated? What is his acumen in that? Now, he's a data guy. And he's looking at some of the data. I happen to believe a lot of corrupt data. In the sense of, you know, how many false positives are there? How many quote-unquote deaths have been called COVID or something else? But I don't think he has any business telling you what you should do for your health. Do that yourself. Think critically. If you hear nothing else, make that decision. There is a expert medical opinion, Dr. LeBeau and others, who say all of the bad stuff from COVID is less likely, ventilators are less likely, hospitalizations are less likely, if you have the vaccine. True for some people. That's a data point. Also, the death rate, the mortality rate. Also, the therapies available to you that Dr. LeBeau also talks about. And the Sanford Health System is being very aggressive on the antibody infusion. It's what got Donald Trump, the President of the United States, off the map. More on this conversation as we go throughout the day. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be here. Ask him anything. We'll ask him if he thinks the governor should sign an executive order. He won't speak for the governor because lieutenant governors shouldn't do that. But we might have his opinion if he were governor. What are you doing? And anything else you want to ask him, Steve Moore as well. I want to introduce two fellows that are right in front of me right now from Mary College at Arizona State University. Yeah, there's a Mary College from the University of Mary at Arizona State University. How the heck does that work, you ask yourself? Well, it's a good question. And two guys that can answer are Scott Leffer, academic coordinator at Mary College at ASU, and Jonathan Holford, the program coordinator here. Jonathan, nice to see you.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks for the hospitality.
Of course.
I first learned about this program, Scott, from Monsignor James Patrick Shea, president of the University of Mary, one of North Dakota's top 1% of our great leaders. And he found out our daughter was coming to ASU, and he said, she should be a student at Mary College. And I know you are part of that vision. Explain what this is for folks.
Yeah, and so this is an academic partnership between the University of Mary and Arizona State University. And kind of the core idea, and I heard you reference this earlier on the show, is that at all of these massive public universities, you know, they tend to take one worldview over another. But ASU is really committed to the idea, right, that all that universities are places for the exchanges of ideas, right? And so the University of Mary obviously presents the great Catholic tradition, the great Catholic worldview. And so ASU invited us down here to kind of be a part of their university presenting that Catholic worldview.
And that's bold on the part of ASU. Because this is an offering at many public institutions around the country, let alone some of the private ones are the worst in the woke indoctrination, right?
Right. This is an absolutely unique program. Because our classes, and this is one of the things that's so kind of profound about what ASU is doing, is these classes don't just fit to kind of the side of what ASU is doing, but our classes fulfill degree requirements that all students have to take. Right, and so it is something tremendously bold on ASU's part.
And let's use my daughter as an example.
Sure.
Haley is a student here at ASU. She looked at all her course offerings and did some searching on the professors, and it's like, whoa. She's going to be a student in your class, The Pursuit of Happiness, instead of a religion class from the woke side of the ledger, right?
Absolutely. And so we're really looking forward to having her in class, obviously, because I know, you know, she started her education from this Catholic standpoint back in North Dakota. And now, just like so many other students at ASU, she has the opportunity to study something like happiness through the Catholic worldview instead of studying, you know, whatever other, you know, world religions class that ASU might be offering.
The Pursuit of Happiness. Just, I love the idea of a class called The Pursuit of Happiness. Describe the class you teach.
Yeah, so all of our classes pick a specific problem, and we approach it through just kind of the Catholic worldview as the Catholic worldview has always seen it. And so we're going to use literature, we're going to use philosophy, and we're going to use theology and say, what has the classical tradition, what has the Catholic tradition always thought about happiness, and how can we pursue this?
Phenomenal. And that's an option here.
And it will fulfill degree requirements for every student who takes it at Arizona State.
Jonathan, you're the program coordinator here. Beyond the academics, having a place to gather, to meet people, to be part of things that are happening. Explain the programs that are here and what you do.
Sure. I think what's great about it is it really flows out of this intellectual life of the classic tradition. And so you've got all these students coming together from all these different majors. You've got students from the University of Mary coming down on exchange. You've got students over at ASU coming over. And it's just this great mingling of great ideas, of great minds, of people who are pursuing virtue. And so naturally you have this college atmosphere. Again, if you think about the Oxford model, you've got college and university. So when you go to the Oxford University, you're going to the university, but you're enrolled also in a college. And so Mary College is aptly named for that reason. Just like you would in a classical understanding of the university, you'd be enrolled in this residential experience. And so Mary College is the Catholic College of ASU, and they've even said as much. We're here to meet the needs not only of the intellectual life, within the classroom, and let me maybe make a distinction, the intellectual life, the academic life in the classroom, but the intellectual life of the student, and that's the whole life of the student. And so that these ideas, they're being resurfaced and they're being talked about on our Tuesday night event, on our different community excursions, on all these different things that we have going for students.
By the way, study abroad. University of Mary has a campus in Rome. I mean, a lot of unique opportunities. I want to pursue more of that teaching the whole person when we come back, guys. Scott Leffer and Jonathan Holford from Mary College at Arizona State University. Is this great or what? Higher ed could use it. More coming up after this.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at pipers.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We get Big Iron, and that'll be here before you can blink. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 14th through the 16th. Come on out and see us. We'll be in the all-new Butler building, Butler Ag, Butler Machinery. And by the way, Twyna Blotsky is a third-generation Butler, leading Butler right now. Wonderful family. The family's been a very integral part of the University of Mary over the years. The Butler building in Fargo is the home of the University of Mary. So a good connection there. Of course, Dan and Heather have been very instrumental in the leadership at U Mary. But Dan's sister, Twyla, is the third-generation leader, now the president. And we have a conversation with her Monday on the program you don't want to miss, okay? Just talking about their culture and the innovation in ag right now and how they just lean in and bolt on with the customers. Pretty interesting. So we're going to be out there finding out more about that and showing you a green iron. Wait a minute, Scott, you said Butler and green iron. That's right. It's a different shade of green, and the technology is amazing. funnest thing I've had to do the last couple, 3 years we've been with Butler out at the at Big Iron is just watch people look at the fence like it's a, you know, a spaceship they'd never seen before. Like the first time we saw the Apollo, you know, it's pretty cool. Fent is an amazing machine. So come out and find out more about it. The other green iron, and if you tell us I stand for the flag, which so many of our listeners do, we'll flip you a cap. A flag cap from AM 1100, the flag. How about that? Brought to you by Labor Masters, getting the quality, a reliable help you need today. And by our friends at Pipers, they'll be out there with us as well. Land auctions, real estate, land management. Kevin Pfeiffer and the team at Pipers. Steve Link, you know, other Pfeiffer family members, Kevin's daughter, they do a great radio show called America's Land Auctioneer Radio Show at 7 a.m. Saturdays. Check that out. And for the latest auctions, a lot coming up in September, that Lake Resort Golf Course and Development land near Park Rapids, Minnesota is another fascinating one. We've been talking about it. It's all at Pfeiffer's.com, Pfeiffer's.com. The resort, by the way, will be in October, so you've got time to look at that. So just wrapped up an open house out there. More at Pfeiffer's.com, Pfeiffer's.com. Continuing our conversation with Mike Leffer. Mike is actually, is it, say your last name for me, Mike. Leffer. Yeah, I end up saying that 10 different ways, but Scott's dad, Mike, is in the state legislature and well-known family from Dickinson. Jonathan Hofer's here. Where are you from, Jonathan, anyway?
I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota.
All right. We'll claim you, too, right? The Dakotas, right? Dakota Territory. I love it. So these two guys, academic coordinator for Scott. Jonathan is the program coordinator here at the University of Mary, actually Mary College at Arizona State University. So you guys have explained this bold partnership on the part of ASU. Talk about the fear every parent has. You first, Scott, and Jonathan, and then Scott. From the standpoint, every parent, I think, wherever you're at on your faith walk, says, "Am I going to recognize my child when they come back from school, from college, right?" I've heard a stat that's just like wicked scary. 80% of kids lose their faith. I mean, turn into like atheists. If they had a grounding in faith, went to church on Sunday, you know, faith-based home, 80-some percent lose their faith. Is that stat right, Jonathan? You've heard that number?
That sounds right, yeah. And as a parent myself, when I think about sending my kids to school, you know, the big fear is, where are they going to land? Who are they going to belong to? What kind of community are they going to find? And I think that's what's shocking is, if you think about a normal college experience, you know, your student's taking 15 credit hours. That means they're 15 hours in a classroom. That's a lot of hours outside the classroom that they need to fill, friends they need to find, things they need to do. And I think that's, to me, why Mary College provides such a great opportunity, is that it provides that home for a student at ASU. ASU is one of the largest, if not the largest, universities in the United States of America. And so to be able to find a place where you can have intimate relationships, you can have good friends talking about good ideas and good things alongside these great courses, it really is just a great opportunity for students to create that, those lasting friendships that we all talk about at the university.
And that, again, comes back to the whole person, Scott, right? I mean, and again, that's, you got to wrap your mind around that statement. But the 15 credit hours are, in some places, indoctrination. So I worry about that as a parent. What are they getting those 15 hours? But much more dangerous to that child not being that child anymore and coming home as a child you don't recognize is the time outside that, right? Explain what you mean when you say teach the whole person.
And so, you know, just to build off what Jonathan was just saying, you know, one of the amazing things I think we provide here is a community of students who kind of share the same ideals and the same values. So there are a lot of great programs at ASU, but if you're a student at ASU, if you're a Christian, you're also likely to find professors who are going to say things that are antithetical to the faith, right? I think if you don't have an intellectual home, if you don't have a community of like-minded people, that can be kind of scary for a student. But, excuse me, students now know where to come to kind of break those things apart, right? So if one of our students is in a philosophy class at ASU and they're trying to grapple with something that a philosophy professor said, or the fact that, you know, most of their peers disagree with them, they now have a place where they can come and work that out together. So it's not only that we offer classes where we can work through those things, but they just have a community that they can share life with.
As a parent, we want our kids to be virtuous, which is sounds like a holy term and a saint-like, but really it just means the habitual choosing of what's good. Jerome Richter is my tutor, as you can tell.
I can tell, yeah.
Yeah, right. The habitual choosing of what's good. Every decision, do I take that car, do I not take that car, do I, you know. And you talked about the intellectual journey of the student. That's more than just in the classroom.
Right, and you're exactly right on the definition of virtue. It's a habit, which means it's something that's built over time, and it's something that needs to be chosen repeatedly. And so, you know, your 4 years of college, so many parents are afraid of what their student's going to become, because 4 years is a long time to build a habit, for better or for worse, right? And so we're all about helping students to form those good habits, not only intellectually, because we have intellectual habits, right? There's right ways of thinking, there's wrong ways of thinking, but we also have, you know, community events. We do a Rome pilgrimage once a year is the plan, starting December 2022. All of these experiences that, again, extend far beyond the classroom and help to make students what they are.
It fills my bucket to hear this is happening. Scott LaFleur, Jonathan Hover, thank you both so much. Fascinating conversation. I'm not sure why the public institutions in North Dakota don't do this. This is just a choice for your students. And look at the numbers in higher ed. They're going the wrong direction. Things like that could reverse the course. God bless you both.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.